Now we go through Hechasichad. Hechasichad is something which, there are two chalakim to Hechasichad. There's always the dry halacha, and there's always the second aspect of Hechasichad, who's after Dan, whether is it a matzah which is great to her or not, even though maybe you have a heter, you have to know personally yourself. It's something which is just great to her, and obviously something which is not appropriate. That's the very important that Gemara B'Yonah writes, that Adam Chashav has to be more machmir than Yichud. That they should be above any chashas, any situations which maybe could be compromised, and therefore Neiter, which are Adam Chashuvim, represent Klai Yisrael, always have to be a little bit more machmir in Hechasicha, not to be in any matzavim, which there could be any situations. And when we hear these stories, every once in a while we hear all these scandals, which breaks all of our hearts. If people keep their proper gedarim and chesicha, these things wouldn't happen, because it just wouldn't be a possibility, it wouldn't be a matzah for it all. And when you hear stories like this, you have to get a sairus benegedis alachas. Fine, we get etzim yisayichus is a deraisa, the more kedushim makes a drasha, and the deraisa is also to be misyachid with arayis. The issa is dafka with arayis. If somebody is not an erva, then a chanami, it's not going to be also deraisa. The more brings down when the mice of amnon and matamar happened. After then Chazak came along and asked even Yichud Pnuya, the Raisa Pnuya is not going to be Aser, only Erev is going to be Aser. After the Mice of Amun and Matamra, they went along and they asked even a Pnuya is going to be Aser. Later on, they were Goyzer on Shaman and Hillel, were Goyzer on also Yichud of a Goy. So three Slavim. The Raisa is Dafik Erva, Amun and Matamra, they came along and asked even Yichud of Pnuya, then afterwards they went and asked Aser, Yichud of a Goy. So end of the day, it's all Aser, Shaz, the Raisa, Darbonin. Coming off Kamin is the right story, but at the end of the day, everything's going to be Yasser. Agab is manazeh. Every Yichud with a Pnuya is going to be Dereisa. Because Pnuya is only Darabanan if they went to the mikvah. Nowadays, that Pnuya don't go to the mikvah, so therefore it's always going to be. What? Oh, okay. Tana, who's not the age and Echnami, then Echnami Darabanan, but Darklal, it's going to be Yasser. There's a whole Shaila in terms of whether. How vite is the Issa Yichud? We know that. So the shaila is you could also go into that. The famous Ma'aseh of Tali Amsterdam, he was on a plane, he was on a train, and there was a matzah. All of a sudden, he realized that he was alone with a lady in a car, and he looked around, and got a little nervous, like what's going to be, and like he jumped off. That's the famous Ma'aseh, because he held that there's a tzad yag v'yaver, and therefore he jumped off in order that not to be in the matzah of yag v'yaver, therefore the he has to jump. You know, that's the makar of the mice. Afterwards, everyone has all different variations of mice. A lot of people say the mice about themselves. They say the mice is over, somebody's on a date, and they're on a ski lift. So fine, it's not Yichud. All of a sudden, there's a blackout. So, yeah, what do we do now? So meanwhile, it's not a problem, because you know, never know. It might go on in 30 seconds, so it's not a problem Yichud yet. And then the guy gets on the microphone and says, okay, just stay with us. We'll be prepared in about 20 minutes. So now they know there's Yichud. So they turn to each other, what do you do? So, guys, got to jump. Yeah, you have to do a mice, yeah.
Why, because it's like a kalayim?
Yeah, it's in a massive. You can't be that. You got to jump. So he goes like, who should jump? He goes, I'm a Tamil Chacham. You got to jump. If it's pitch black and the lights are not going on for 20 minutes, technically, yeah, no one can see. Like, I'll keep on a local mice. The mice, the place in Naman is not Yarg Valyaver. It's only Asay, because Asay is not alive. Yarg Valyaver is only alive. It's only Asay. And therefore, if you get stuck in an elevator or you get stuck in on wherever you are, you can sort of relax.
Elevator, you can't
really. What?
You can't jump out of the elevator.
You can jump out of the elevator. Okay, because it's not a game. Come on. Okay. In terms of how long is this Zman Yichud? You know, in terms of Yichud, what is the Yichud is? You have a man and a lady together, we'll discuss about two, we'll discuss three, all the demonstrations, but how long is this man yichud? The yichud needs to determine this man. It's not usher in a second. You're going for a second, it's not going to be usher. And there's what's the minimum amount of shir yichud? So, in Havanas HaSugid, there's really a machlekes between Ramosh and Ha'etzodik HaPoiskim. The Ha'etzodik HaPoiskim says it's like Saita. Just like Saita, the Gemara says, like, no, it's like, right away. The Gemara says, like, the amount of time it takes to walk around a tree, to fry an egg, like, very, very, very quick zman. Who then the zman is a yichud is very, very, very short. Where does it vary from? And this class is 35 seconds already. Rav Yashin said a minute, Shev Levi said 2-3 minutes, and you know, there's a variation in terms of
how quick is the Zman Yichud based off the Gemara Saita. The Gemara Saita says it's a very quick Zman. Ramesh, on the other hand, said that's different than Saita. Saita already, they know each other, there's Kinoi, there's Stira. So then we're Chesh right away, it'll happen right away. Mashen can be dealing with regular Yichud where we said they know each other. And if we have to figure out the amount of time of Pitoi, getting undressed and getting dressed, that's the amount of time which is going to be. Which, how long is that? You know, could be a nice amount of time. It's not going to be so quickly. And when Chavutz started on Moshe Stumbach, he said, so if you're dealing with a Bisaka girl, it could be 2 years then, right? Nice, find a Bisaka girl, they're fat to her, like, make a day, so like her. But Al Kopanim, the exact shiurim are a little bit irrelevant because, as you say from Ral Diskin, which basically everyone agrees to, that all these shiurim are, if you, what's Yichud? Yichud is Amina Matzev, which I could stay along with her and come the day Isser. If I walk into a room and I could stay there for 10 minutes, even though I'm walking in and out, that for sure is Yichud, because I technically could stay there. The whole shiur where we say it's in the Negea, how long is my Yichud, is only in Matzev where you can't stay that long.
Ski lift.
What? The ski lift, if it wouldn't be, right.
They want to say 20 minutes.
What? Some of 20 minutes is, probably not enough time. But they say, Shem, what is it, 5 to 10 minutes? Like a couple minutes you need. Not like, not 35 seconds, not a minute or two. But once you have that yisoid that, someone agrees to, what's yichud on? In a situation where I can stay there and be refat there and come the day of sir.
So if it's not a ski lift.
That what?
That's not really a place
where
you could do something like you'll fall off first.
Right. Okay, if it's a place, as everyone discusses, going on those, what's going on those the planes, right? If you're in a plane, they have like those what?
Skydiving.
Yeah.
Scuba diving.
So maybe it's not a place, like, if the driver, if he, whatever, he's going to crash. Okay. But, Yichud is, you're in a situation where you could stay there, which you come with a yes sir. Therefore, if you walk into somebody's house for 10 seconds, the door's closed, you could stay there for 20 minutes, then that's going to be Yichud. The only negay of Zman of Yichud is, like, on an elevator. You go into the elevator, you press the fourth floor, so it takes 15 seconds to get up there. So being that it's not the Zman, which, you're not a massive, you stay so long, that's not going to be Yichud. But if you're in a situation where you could stay, that's Yichud. So therefore, Vidaka the Shiach is not so relevant. The only things they get in the elevator. Somebody get elevators, all the lights up. You go into the elevator, so how long does it take to get from 1 floor to the other floor? It takes a couple seconds. So therefore, it's not going to be considered a Hashan Shiachud, and it's going to be much better. The question if you're an Empire State Building, what?
But also, the fact that it opens up at every floor.
Right. So, Shai, if you're an Empire State Building, it takes, how long does it take to get up there?
Not too long.
They go pretty quick. What? What do you say?
Cameras
also, yeah. Cameras are some kind to extent also.
Well,
so
a Shabbos elevator that could take you a long time till it gets.
But it goes to every single floor. It opens every single floor. So therefore, elevators basically, Elohim Mice is okay. Right, you want to know if you have Chashashir room, then probably don't do it. That's a personal thing. But rather than Mitzah, that's a Malacha. There's no problem in terms of elevators because it's not going to be this amount of Yichud.
Also, people can walk in at any time.
All right. It's being that it's not a situation where you can stay for a long time, private by yourself. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. But about if you walk in somebody's house, you close the door, even though you're planning walking in for a second, you want to go borrow a safer. You're walking in for a second, and you're walking out, being that you could stay there, that's going to be a problem. You have to make sure to leave there open. You go to your sister-in-law's house to pick up a package. So you're walking inside. If you close the door, if there's no bottle of beer or any other there, then that's going to be a problem. You have to make sure in that situation to leave the door open. Because once you're in a place where you technically could stay, then that might still be considered a problem. Fine. Claire, before we move on, any questions?
Escape rooms.
Same, what was that exactly?
You do on dates.
And?
You have to solve a puzzle in a room.
There's cameras.
And are people there?
There's cameras in the room.
There's cameras coming in.
If they're doing something inappropriate, they could come.
So then you have a shamer, no? Okay, you have a shamer. What?
A guy on a camera.
What do you say?
A guy on a camera.
There's only one, usually two people, one or two people watching, right?
Sometimes one.
What?
Could be one.
Yeah, a shamer. The chayr, that'd be a shamer, I'm saying.
A guy on a camera.
He's watching you, and there's a camera there, I'm stumbling, that'd be okay.
You're locked in.
What do you say? If there's people seeing you, what? Like, if you're doing something, you probably say, like, this is not the... No, I'm saying, imagine, like, I don't know what I'm saying. It's some of the big, okay. Now, in terms of who's us in Yichud with? So Yichud is us with what we said before. It's any Erev is us, Pnia, Nida is us, Darbanon. If they're not in Nida, we said who are then, Goyim are going to be us. In terms of relatives, so being that relatives, Chazam, there's no Yetzirah by relatives, therefore it's mutter with your mother, your grandmother, a daughter, a granddaughter, and those relatives are not going to be a problem.
Sister,
so it says that Chazam about the Yitzhara somewhat. It says that's mutter leprakim. It's mutter arai. How long is arai? So that's kind of most places commit that if it's under 30 days, you're okay. And you can be with your sister alone, as long as you're not living there for 30 days. Common case, right? The parents go on vacation, they leave the kids home to babysit. So as long as it's under 30 days, hope the parents aren't going on vacation for 30 days. But then, as long as it's under 30 days, then that's not going to
be 30 days straight. Like if you sleep one day by a friend, then you have another 30 days, whatever.
Chayr is 30 days straight. Chayr. As long as it's under 30 days, then the maisa, then the maisa will not be a problem. What's the lacha of an ant? So most places in my machmir are an ant. That ant's going to be a problem. It's very negating me. My aunt's almana. So whenever I go visit, so the issue basically, because there's no bala beer. It's a problem. You know, it's a problem that you could. And so we have to leave the door open, basically, make it Pesach v'soach, and go at a time when it's possible people to come in. And but and the mice that come of most places, it's going to be a problem.
Unless you bring somebody.
You have a shamer, you have a kid, you have a shamer. You know, we'll get to that soon. That day, but you know, so gets a sister 30 days, and tackles me problem. Mother-in-law, that for sure is a problem. You know, that's a very common case. You could be being a zmanim, you buy your in-laws, and if you know, Shver works somewhere else, and you know, it's not by the beer, we'll discuss maybe leave a gas, but depending on the relationship. But and no one's home, so you know, that could be a common case which could be a problem. What age is you could start? So boys from 9. What age do you could start? From boys from 9 and from a girl already from 3. Once they're ready to be already, from 3-year-old they could be yichud. Very common case. You're at home watching your daughter and her friend. So, that's a problem, because your daughter's 3 years old, she's not a shamer, she's too young, and she has a friend, and that could be a very common case which people don't know, and that's going to be a problem. What's the etza? Either leave the door open, or you can't babysit, I don't know. But, that could be a very common issue. But again, adopted children, so it's a very complicated shayla when you adopt somebody, because once the girl is already 3 years old already, so then technically it should be a problem. The father can't stay home with his adopted daughter alone. Ramesh has a chiddush, he wants to say, just like there's no chashash on a kid, so with an adopted kid also is not going to be a problem. And it's not dafka because they're born from you, even if you bring them up. Ramesh wants to mechash that that's going to be mutter. A lot of places do not go with Rav Moshe, because if it's a gay, ask a child what to do. Everyone always recommends adopt a boy, because you have till he's 9 years old, then before the child starts, and then afterwards he's sent to yeshiva. What? What do you say? So it's not going to work. Saying that is not going to work. So it's definitely recommended. Because if it comes in a gay, ask a child. It's very not a pasuk of the shayla. Fine. So in terms of how many people yichud also with. So one man, one lady is the raisa. The Gemara says, even if you have two, the Mishnah says, one man with two ladies is also going to be a problem. Why? Or cheshish that nashim datan kailas, and the cheshish that you mefata both of them. And therefore, even one man and two ladies, that's also going to be a problem. Therefore, whatever, somebody's at work, one man, two ladies, that's going to be a problem. So we have, let's say you have one man and three ladies. So then, I'll go through the psak, basically the psak of the month. You have one man and three ladies, then everybody that's going to be a problem. So because two is a problem, but once you have three, then that's going to be okay. In terms of how many men is usher with ladies, so the Gemara says that one on one's a problem. If two men and one nashim, then we're not choshes, they're going to be mizana in front of each other because they embarrass each other, unless they're prutzim. prutzim or choishesh. If they're not prutzim, then it's going to be okay. She says, what's the gather of a part? This is very, very important. Mechaber holds, stam people are prutzim. That's mechaber holds. Because Gemara says, like, who's a kosher? The Gemara says, I'm not a kosher, I'm even through the Hamaram. So it says, the Gemara is like a chumri yaseiro, or the Gemara is saying, man, they didn't. The Mechaber holds, stam nashim are prutzim, and therefore the stam don't have a heter, two men. The two men would not be heter, because stam are being said prutzim. The Ramah, the Minhag Ashkenaz is not like that. The Ramah says that if you have two men, stam people are kosher or less excited of prutzim. So if you have two men and one lady, if they're next to the prutzim, they're okay. If they're next to the prutzim, then it's going to be a problem. What's the gather parts going to Ramah? The gather parts is somebody who is parts by rights, somebody who doesn't keep
the guidelines
of what. You know, they ask, can I ask you have an iPhone? Should, yeah, definitely, yeah. You want to know what's halacha l'maisa with that? It together is if you're pirates, in other words, if you're out of the accepted in your society. You know, the society is accepted to have it, and I wouldn't
say. What's society? Society accepts that you should be pirates by rights.
No, because it's not. What?
Shabbos, but
what do you say? No, in Rav Chaim's world. Okay, put them. Of course. That's really yeah. Because the pirates are basically people who are breaking society. No, I don't know at what point the society comes so crazy. We say, oh, yeah, later, I'm saying, but you know, that's going to be that. So, got there. So, if you have two men during the day and one lady, then
an average guy is pasurized. That's pasur or not? Also not pasur.
No, pasur is really not one that they are. Pasurized
has to be
part
so much that he would do it even another person.
No, pasurized somebody's pirates with somebody's pirates. So when they have Yetzer Hara, they can't control them. So
even normal pirates won't team up with another pirate.
Right, but we're saying pirates is somebody's pirates. Now some of those pirates, if they have Yetzer Hara, they'll lose themselves. Therefore, chishes. It doesn't have to be that you're a zoi pirates. Right, no, the gather part is not the gather that we would say that, right. No, that's not going to be the gather. Now, the Gemara says that there's a night where somebody's bederech, somebody's traveling, you need another shomer. Why? Because if at night we're chishes that the person's going to go to sleep, and the person's going to go to sleep, so therefore one shomer is not enough, because then there's going to be a massive yichud. Therefore, when you're in a massive of... You're in a matzav at night, you need another shomer. So this is very vindicated halacha l'maisa. What's considered the time of night? Night is the time when people go to sleep. You know, if you're at the zman, which is normal, people go to sleep already, so then already you're going to have another shomer, and it's not going to be okay to. One shomer is not going to be enough, you're going to have two shomers. If halacha l'maisa. You want to have a night. Let's say your wife has a baby, a common case. Wife has a baby, and your sister-in-law wants to come over to help. So let's just chesed through. So during the day, what do you have to have? No, no yishtum mishtamar. No, she's not home. Yishtum mishtamar, she doesn't know when she's there.
Yeah, when she's home.
Yeah, your wife had a baby. She's in the hospital. Wife's in the hospital. Now. No, your wife's in the hospital. They have no one home, right?
Oh.
Now you want to, how you go to shachas? I mean, watch the kids, right? So let's say your sister-in-law wants to move in, or she wants to come in. So let's start during the day, what do you have to have? Well, let's take myself on the side for a second. Right? How many people have to be there?
Another man or two men.
Hey, you think you have to have another man, two men, or you're gonna have to have another two women. Over
there. How old do they have to be? Like, could your kids be those?
So we'll get that in a second in terms of the ages. At night, so one and three is not gonna be enough, and now you can have to have one and four.
Three men?
Two.
One man and four ladies, because you have one or two.
You have plenty of help.
When I was a kid, so a very close friend of mine had a living maid, and his mother used to travel out for business. She wasn't home a lot. So at night it was him and his father. So that always was a problem. Because two men, one lady, and night, how many shomers do you need?
Another man.
So I used to always, invite me over to sleep over there all the time. And that's what you have to do. You have to have two shomers. You have to have two shomers, and you have to have two men.
As far as they're going to go to sleep, I mean.
No, so even if you're sleeping, it's okay. It's not just they're going to go to sleep. Even if you're sleeping, it's okay, because when there's enough people. So this one might make up. This one might, you know, they're not people. That's a bit common mistake. Everyone says, even if they're sleeping, it works. Yes, even if you have two shomrim, even if they're sleeping, it works, because the svar shomrim is one person. This one wake up, that one wake up, and so therefore, at night nachmal. If you have one man, you have to have four ladies. As if it's a father and father has a daughter, let's say, his wife's not home, she invites over a friend. So what do we have over there? What? So, you know, the father has one shomer, his daughter, but so, but you need two shomer at night. So the daughter invites over a friend, she has to invite over two friends. Three friends. You have three friends in that case.
Your daughter will go to sleep and you lose that shomer.
You have to have two shomer at night. Your daughter is one shomer. No, you have one shomer. You have two shomer at night. Your daughter is one shomer.
But each girl is one shomer, not for the other one.
No. One and two is a problem. Right? Let's say your daughter is not here, one and two is a problem. So now your daughter is normal shomer number one. And you're going to have another one. You're going to have
Women
staff, they're what?
You have two men and three ladies. Is that okay?
Two men and three ladies, so that'll be one shomer. Yeah, that'll be one and one. You have two shomers. Yeah, they're in the house. As long as they're in the house and they're walking around, then.
Two daughters and one friend is fine?
Two daughters.
Because that's in your daughter.
They have two shomers, yeah. Yeah. Two daughters, one friend, then.
So if you have one son and one daughter, then one.
If one son and one daughter, then you have a problem because you have two shomers. Why what?
Why a night two daughters and one son in the bed?
You need two shomer at night. So each daughter is a shomer because there's no shomer. Yeah, but you need two shomer, right? Each daughter is one shomer. So therefore two shomer is going to be okay. Let's move on to some tatam. The Gemara says the Baal of Ir, there's no chash. Why is no chash Baal of Ir? Because Imas Baal Aleh, being that she's afraid of her husband, therefore there's no chash when the husband is in the city, there's no chash. So the shayla really is what's together the balavir? The balavir means that the husband's around, therefore there's no chash. Doesn't mean that because he's gonna come, or is it that it's possible for him to come? Around David as Rav Yashiv, that is he considered? Does he ever have the balavir? He never ever goes home during Seder, and does that work for balavir? The question is balavir. The pshat is that since he might show up any second, therefore there's this tivius that she's afraid, or balavir has to be the mamish. That there's a possibility that decently that he's going to come. And the sukkah is b'chol kisur shayin. And the ma'aseh of the chazan ish shita is a baal avir is just like a tivius type of thing that the wife is afraid if the husband is around in the city, even if he's not coming, that's going to work for her. He could show up. But Moshe Levan says no. Baal avir has to be that it's a possibility he might come, and if you know for sure he's not going to come, then there is no heter baal avir.
Person for sure.
What do you say? So if it's a possibility that maybe he'll come, then I'm not going to have it.
Always a possibility. Just
right. So we asked her of Aaron David that once in a while, like once every couple of years, like he should show up, should come home. If he never ever comes home, then that's already, yeah.
Just once in a couple of years.
Whatever, it's possible, maybe he'll come home.
So the next day he has to come home.
What do you say?
So the next day he has to come home.
Why?
Oh, okay.
No, so look at the mice. I'm saying, so let's say you're in yeshiva and you have a working house. So is there at the baal avir? So, I don't know, does it ever happen when you go home? Like, you get sick of going to the seder? Does that ever happen?
Sure.
If you call them
too. Let the yeshiva talk, though.
If you always call that you're coming home, would that mess it up?
You always have a phone.
If someone does, if they always call.
It depends on the message. If you never ever come home, send in a chanabi. But I think most people, I'm all come home now.
Yeah.
What?
Well, what happens if someone has a meeting? Guy's going, you know.
Right, so the person's at a meeting.
An hour going to meet the bank manager for, you know, at 2 o'clock, and you know he's going to be there
that
from passes, 2 to
that's
4.
A problem. That passes, that'll be a problem. If you know he's in a meeting and you see him on the meeting, and then passes. Pastor, that'd be a problem. It's being that there's no way possibly that he could come. Because there's any possible way he could show up, it's okay.
So anything could always happen. Some of the emergency.
What do you say?
I don't know. Emergency happens. Something, I don't know.
Well, if you see him.
Does that have to be a normal thing? Like
if you see him in the meeting through whatever, and you know he's in the meeting, so then he's an hour away, so then it's not really possible.
Okay, let's say you don't see him. Okay, fine.
Okay, fine. But if it's Epis. Any
it has to be a normal thing, or it could be very far fetched. Like
if it's any far fetched as possible to come, then there'd be a heter.
What's beer?
What do you say?
What's considered beer?
Yerushalayim, a big city of beer. You know, it's out of Yerushalayim.
Auto Park, New York City.
Manchester also would be considered a big city, one city. But why to ask
the
you this?
The suburbs of Muncie.
What you say?
All the suburbs of Muncie. If you go Hackensack or I don't know, whatever. Drive 20 minutes, you get there.
Yeah,
probably considered Balladeer. Because you can come home.
They can come, anything with that close by, that's just a Balladeer. So, kids, you have a worker, man, basically, you have Balladeer, then it's not, then inside it's not going to be a problem. Where else does it come up? Yeah, that, you know, that's the main case, that's the main case where it comes up. Now, one very important exception. Balladeer does not work if it's Libre Gaspa. Libre Gaspa means that if
you're
very comfortable with each other, there's a relationship, then Balladeer is zero, it doesn't work out at all. This you get a lot of shilas of. For example, your brother is staying at your house, and you're going out to davening. So, is your brother Libre Gaspa and your wife? And the answer is, it depends on the relationship. It depends on how hamish and how comfortable they are. What's considered Libre Gaspa? So in Yishlaim, they say, if you say hello to them. But the passage of the gather is that if you could talk freely, you can have a conversation, you're not, you can talk freely, if uninhibited, then that makes it already Libre Gaspa. Libre Gaspa, you know, that passage would be considered the gather of Libre Gaspa.
He's gas and she's not gas.
So passage of Libre Gaspa is that both sides feel. It gets shy a lot of times. That my father's here, so I'm going out to Shacharis. So is it Libre Gaspa and my wife? So a lot of times your father's comfortable, but your wife is self-conscious when she's around. So if she's self-conscious, then they're ready. We're not fixing Libre Gaspa. Libre Gaspa has to be both sides of Libre Gaspa. Then it's going to be a problem. Therapists. So we spoke about a couple weeks ago Friday night that. You know, that's a disaster. And then men going to a lady therapist and lady going to men. And unless it's like shasat chak, gadol, it's something definitely should be stopped and shouldn't be done. Bederech klal, I'm saying. But it is Libre Gaspa, and there's no heter of Balladeer in that situation. There's a relationship, that's what therapy is. And they're communicating with each other, and they would not be a heter of. They're not being out there of fine. In terms of what? What you say? The boy's over 9 and what?
Just the wife.
The wife is tutoring.
Right. So saying like it's
he's tutoring the child.
Okay.
But you're a Libre Gaspa.
He's gas and his tutorer?
Both.
I doubt it, right? That's why what? She's like, what?
Is it possible?
Well, he's like 13 and she's like 25, so I'm scared of her, right? I'm saying, what?
10-year-old is scared. He doesn't know enough to be scared. He's over 9.
He's not scared. He's comfortable around his tutor, or he's like intimidated.
Yeah, he's comfortable.
She's an adult. Like, no?
No.
Some kids are not.
No one's scared of adults anymore, right?
No.
Like, when I was growing up, I was like, there's like a certain year, no? Yeah, like,
what does gasoline mean? What?
What?
Gasoline mean? What? A 10-year-old kid thinks it's fun, whatever, he has an English tutor.
Right.
Not,
well, they wouldn't be guys.
They could be
they could be, you wouldn't be, they would start off to do something inappropriate, that for sure, I'm saying. Gas would mean you feel very, very comfortable. If you're very, very comfortable, so chayshish, when there's a close relationship, when there's a relationship with chayshish, something will come, that, something to happen. Now, in terms of ishtem ishtem rasay, so, the Gemara says, battle bit, what? So, it depends on the relationship. Some people... Then you're not. Then you are not Gaspa, okay? But other people are. The Gemara says it. What? What is
that?
No, it's a muscle. We're trying to figure out what does Gaspa mean. So maybe we can give a gather of ties if you schmooze very freely and very comfortably. But it doesn't. That's not a. It's not like alachab sukkah like that. Gaspa means you're Gaspa. It says you grew up together, very, very comfortable. If they're very, very comfortable, then it's going to be a problem. So it's not, it's just a muscle. It doesn't.
Would Libre Gaspa mean that you're attracted to the person?
No, it doesn't have to be that.
Just a comfort level.
There's a comfort level, and it's a comfort level. Things happen. Yes, with your mother-in-law, so you're definitely not. It could be. I'm saying it could be. It could be not, depending on the relationship. You know, I would imagine if you're here and they're there, it's not going to be Gaspa because you're on opposite sides of the ocean. You know, it's not as close relationship when you're not around as much. I want to know somebody's there every single day, then yeah, maybe it could turn into a matzav of leaving aspa. It's a very, it's a personal thing. It's telling the dynamics of the relationship and multifactorial whether it be still leaving aspa or not. Fine. Medgeya ishtim shamrasis. And shamrasis is a thing that a wife is shamra husband. Then when she's with him, even though there's only one shamer, then that's enough because the wife is shamering.
Even at night?
Even as she's sleeping, the Miri says she has a sixth sense to something's going on, she'll wake up. And therefore, even at night, even if she's sleeping, a wife is considered like two shamerim, and it's not going to be a problem. Now, the head of Ishtay watching him only works when she's there. She's there. If the wife's not home, there's no head of Balabir. Balabir is the head of the husband, the wife is scared of the husband. But the other way around, the husband's not scared of the wife, therefore, Ishtay Mishamrash only works when she's there in the house. If she's not home, then it's going to be a problem. Like the case I said before, she goes out, you're babysitting for the kids, that's going to be a problem. The wife is in the city, it doesn't make a difference. Ishtar Mishamrasha is not Heter, it's only Heter when she's mamish there. If she's coming back any minute or any second, so then, okay, that works.
She knows
what do you say?
She's
okay, that's a problem, because you know she's not coming back 45 minutes. And then, that's something which would, yes, be considered a problem. The last heter is when you get Pesach to Shisrabim. The Gemara says that the doors open to Shisrabim, so then the lach is doors open to Shisrabim, then the lach is that is no chashash yichud. Why is no chashash? If the doors open, so therefore, being that people could come in, therefore we're not chashash anything's going to happen because technically people could come in. So it's a big vikuach. Doesn't mean that people will come in, or means that they could come in. And let's say it's 2 o'clock at night. That's Pesach Pesach work. Or if you're in a place where no one is going to come in, is that going to be hatter? The Chazan shel that the lumdus is that if the door is open, you're not going to do something wrong. Why? Pesach Chashash, something's going to happen, and therefore he says that's going to be the gather. Most ways to say the gather hatover is that it has to be that it's possible maybe somebody's going to come in. If there's no chance somebody's going to come in, then it's not going to be hatter of Pesach Pesach. Look, if you live in Yerushalayim and you leave the door a little bit open, no matter where you are, it's a heter.
You're in a high apartment and usually people don't walk
in. Your next door neighbor's kid might walk in, a cat might come through your door, the mashulach definitely will knock on the door and walk in. And
at night, 12 o'clock at night?
Tired. What? A ganav might come in. Oh, there's no shortage of possibilities. What about 2 o'clock in the morning, I hear, because that's not clear. But, if the door is a little bit open, there's no shayla. It gets much more of a shayla. You live in Muncie, or the place is very, very quiet, and no one's on. And just because the door is open, it takes like 2 minutes even to walk through your front lawn to get there. And, that's already much more of a shayla. It's not so pasha. But in my scene, shalom, if the door is open, then bechalal, there's no shayla, because, that's because the Pesach Shusharam. The thing about is, does Pesach Shusharam work for Libay Gaspa or not? Does he have his sister-in-law over, or your mother-in-law over? Does it help leaving? Does it help leaving open? The shmuchas b'chayke garmachmer, the taz chasan is mekel. Big machlekes paiske. But the dark halacha era is that we don't like being mekel unless it's makom tzarech. It's makom tzarech if you mekel on leaving gas or pesach pesach. But otherwise, it's kedai to be machmer.
You're home with your mother-in-law, and your wife has to go out.
So your wife, you're home with your mother-in-law, and your wife has to go out. So if you don't want to go to Beis Medrash, so fine, sit it. Sit it at a makom tzarech and whatever. Your wife has a baby, no one's home, and and your sister-in-law is there, so just leave the door open, and you could go out and be makel.
It works.
Welcome
to shaymer. Meaning at night, door open is enough.
Door open is Door opens. It's considered like
open means open latch, not
latch. Right. So big mistake people make is that babies say they all do this. Those latches they have. Mm-hmm. So they open the door and they close the latch. So it's like open balak. That's the gishtus because they can't get in. Oh, but that's so somebody can get in. If you can't get in, then it doesn't matter. Many times babysitters, that's what they did. They close the latch and they kept the door a little bit open. That doesn't help at all because if the door is locked, you can't. If you can see it and I hear him, he's sitting over there, it'll be okay. But if it's a situation that you can't get in, it's locked, then about the.
What?
So that we're not so good. This true. The Raj says it. This may says it. It's safer. We're not so quickly to decom and not stomach on that. It has to be somewhat
open.
A little bit open. Right, your shlam is a little bit open. Good chance, decent chance somebody's coming in. And you don't have to worry about it. The one last letter is that it says that if you have a child who is the age where they know what's going on, but they're not the age where we're chushes they're going to do anything, then they're really considered a shamer. So what's the age we say a child's considered a shamer? So it's the age where the child, if they see something wrong, they would notice it and talk about it. So with that cloud, the place would say the age is 5-6 already. If you have a 5-year-old boy, 5-year-old girl already, that would be considered enough to be considered a shamer. And if you have a 5-year-old girl, they won't be considered a shamer. So therefore, let's go through a couple of cases. Let's say you have a babysitter, right? And you have a babysitter's like 15-year-old girl. You have a 9-year-old boy. And a 3-year-old boy. Start with that. What's the halacha?
Yeah, babysitter.
Babysitter, 15-year-old girl, 9-year-old boy, and a 3-year-old boy.
At night or day?
Day. Start with the day. That's usher. Because you only have, it's the 15-year-old girl with a 9-year-old boy, and you don't have a shame. 3-year-old's too young. If you have a 5-year-old boy, then, or a 5-year-old girl,
that's a shomer.
That'll be a shomer during the day. Let's say it's babysitting at night. And now you need 2 shamer. So you're going to have a 15-year-old girl, 9-year-old boy, 5-year-old boy, 6-year-old girl. You're going to have 2 shamen in order for it to be mutter. You get a lot of shas people at work. So you're in a work office, a lot of people, and then like at the end of the day, and there's not so many people left. So, you know, is it a problem or not? So a lot of times it could be a problem. Well, so you have to know what the Matthias is. Like, if it's a situation where people come back and they do come back and they all have the key and they do come back in a chlami, then it'll be okay. But if it's a situation that's not going to be a situation, if you're a lot of workplaces which are locked and you have to buzz the person to get in, and then, you know, then for sure that something's going to be a problem.
What about if there's a series of offices and you work in your office and there are people working in their offices? So you're not really together with them.
That's okay, as long as there are enough people. I mean, one man and one lady would be a problem, because as long as the outer door is locked.
In other words, there is access.
There is access.
But you're in your office here, the other person's in their office there, and they may never meet, but technically it's...
If the door is locked and it's one man and one lady, then yeah, then that would be a problem. Now, let's say this is the office room. I'm working here, and they're working, and she's working in that room, and we can just walk into each other, and then the outer door is locked, and that.
And if the outer door is open, then it's open or unlocked, different things.
If it's, no, so the reason I open is if the people in the office come in and out, then it's fine. But a situation where no one's coming in, doctor's appointments, if you get the last appointment, this could be a lot of times a problem. If you get the last doctor's appointment, so usually there's a secretary, there's a guard. I have many times people tell me that sometimes with the last appointment, so the security guard leaves, and it could be a mamash matzav yichidreisa. So if you take your wife gets a tax appointment, it's not good to take the last appointment, because many times... what do you say? That what? Oh, by the way, in Echonami. The husband knows it.
Even if he doesn't know where you
are. What do you say? You have to know where you have to know where she is. No, not if you have no idea where you are. So if you know better where you are, then that's okay. But again, cars being a yichud, so...
Dating at night,
so, you know, almost on the road to Hadassah, like it's like the last road over there, and it was in. So Kitzer, I had a labor coach once, she said that she got a psak that between 2 and 5 at night is considered yichud. And if you have a baby two and 5 at night, you have to, she wants me to go back with her, because she's worried that it's going to be yichud on that road over there. Well, look at the mice of the pastures of Negea, a car. A car is always considered a pet, so just rabbit. Huh?
It won't help. It's nice.
What do you say?
It goes backwards, it won't help.
Yeah, hold on a second. The look at the mice is that a car, it would be considered a pet, so just rabbit. Meaning that people can come anytime, and they drive by. Unless you have tinted windows. People can come by anytime. Therefore, a car would not be considered a problem. The only situation it could be a problem is...
Maybe it's locked.
So people can see in. The only issue that could be a problem is if you're in a situation where like cars never come. So the Rashi said the guy is a car doesn't come every 10 minutes. It's like it's a chiddush that a car came. Then already maybe that could be considered a masa yichud. But if you're in a place where cars drive by, then what do you say? You can stop the car, whatever. Stop the car. And so
what
if you're
if a guy goes out, a guy from Borough Park goes out with a girl from Muncie.
Okay.
And so they're traveling, but they're traveling on the roads.
So people, so people car, can the cars see there, yeah, people can see in. So if you're on a side street in Muncie, 3 o'clock in the morning, which no one could see in, and if it's as a car, it wouldn't
not
come
that
by.
They can't see in. They won't. There's nobody around.
There's nobody around, but everywhere there are people. I live on a side street in Muncie. I remember, two, three, always people. There always people. Even Muncie, the quietest place in the world, there always people around. And when I came back to Taka from, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, six cars passed by in like 30 seconds on that road. And definitely anywhere in Yerushalayim is not a problem. Going to the airport's not a problem. Everything's not a problem. It's not a problem. I guess my quick succumb, because we said Yichus Deraisas 101, they were Goyzer on Goyz Darabanan, and Pneu is not an Idas Darabanan. One and two is going to be the Darabanan. In order, during the day, you have to have one and three to be Mutter, and now you have to have one and four. And again, men, two men and one lady is okay, less the Prutza. Prutza means you break out society norms in terms of Arayas. And now you can have to have two Shemim, and you're going to have three men and one lady in order not to be a problem. Kroivim is not a problem. Children, grandchildren, aunt, we said, is a problem. Sister-in-law is a very big problem. Mother-in-law, those are common cases which could be a problem. This is not Tehman, Yichud, Baal of the Air works, Baal of the Air, we came out, if it's possible to come, then we said it had to. There's no sad a person can come, then a family, we're not going to be Mekel. Leave a gospel, Baal of the Air doesn't work. Leave a gospel means they're very, very comfortable with each other, that they get leave a gospel. A child could be a shamer, the age is going to be like five and up, everybody that's considered a shamer, and that situation would not be a problem. Pesach Zerabim, we said, is a heter, machlokes works with a big aspa. We said shasat chak, which you could be mekel. This is a heter of giving a key to a neighbor. The way of working, the lomdus of giving a key to a neighbor is that it makes like pesach sos rabim. Like if somebody could come in anytime, that's like a shomer, and it's gonna work. I remember I was learning mechavusa, very callous. So that was a massive yichud. I don't remember why. It's because his neighbor came down, said hello, walked out, came back again 10 seconds later. And he's a brisker. His Snapchat is like, once I came in now, so now I'm not coming back. I'm not a shamer anymore. So like 10 seconds later, so he's coming back. And in order to be a shamer. And now you need two shamer. You have to have two passes to the ground. Two people to come in.
What about the delivery? A woman's home.